T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
That's the sound of the hallways at Sacred Heart High School here in Yonkers between classes. Not long ago.
This would have been a very cold, very empty building just a few short years ago. It seemed like the school was going the way of other schools that have closed. It was a sad thing to watch.
Bill Pataki, class of 95, couldn't sit back and watch. He started an alumni association.
I said in the letter, when we were students here, people made sure that the school was funded properly so we could have the chances that we've had in life. Now, fast forward, now it's our turn to be those supporters and make sure that these kids have what they need to have their chances in life.
Alumni responded with checks and offers to pitch in.
We have doctors, lawyers, we have a couple of actors, we have some sports figures, just people that have really done so well. Many of our police commissioners, including our current police commissioner, are also Sacred Heart graduates. A large number of police officers and firefighters here are Sacred Heart graduates. We'd also like to start a program where Sacred Heart alums that are business owners would look to hire Sacred Heart students, or you know, even internships. Just, we want to continue that relationship.
Mentoring.
Absolutely, yeah. Which is a huge part of education.
Sacred Heart has provided a Catholic education for nearly a century. In a time when headlines all too often announce that Catholic schools are closing or merging, here is the exact opposite: resurrection, rebirth. At the helm, a new pastor and school president. When he's not in his brown Franciscan robe, he's easy to mistake for a teenager.
And I was running down to the gym to play basketball with some of the basketball players, and I was wearing shorts and a t-shirt. I walked past a group of freshmen, and they said, "Oh, who's the new student?" And I turned around and I said, "It's Father Matt."
Father Matt Ginesco, a youthful-looking 33. He's breathing new life into Sacred Heart.
Fundraising is up. The enrollment is up, which are all good signs. And we've established a new board that's going to help us not only raise money, but even more importantly, they bring their talents and expertise in so many areas to the school.
First order of business for the Capuchin Franciscan: spruce up, make people proud to be at the school.
Make some changes to the building that people would notice right away that there was something new happening at Sacred Heart. So that's why we're in the process of installing all new lights in the entire building. 1,807 fixtures are going from old fluorescent bulbs to new LED lighting with Con Ed's tax credits. So it's going to be budget neutral. So we're going to save electricity, we're going to save money, but also now the classrooms are brighter, they look newer. So that was one thing. We ran a fundraising campaign to redo our chapel in the front of the school. That's almost done. And with the additional money from that, we're going to begin replacing all of the old wood panels in the front of the school so that when you walk in, you know you're in a place that is new and growing and alive.
Principal Karen Valenti DeChico is focusing on rebranding and marketing.
The old crest, even on our letterhead, was just so faded. And not that it was outdated, but it was worn. And it was time to give a little bit more of an oomph to it. So it's the same crest for the last 95 years. It's just a fresher version of it.
She's updating the curriculum.
We are looking into expanding our college-level courses as well as our AP courses, and we have an academic council that's been up and running.
Father Matt has a laundry list.
On that list consists of finalizing our IT structure. I want to start working using some government funds to bring Chromebooks into the classrooms. I think that's really important. Working on refurbishing our gym. The pads need to be replaced around there. And we also need to fix a speaker system in there so we can start doing some better announcing of our games and things of that nature. So it's piece by piece, because we're 95 years old, and the goal is that by the time we're 100, that every classroom is going to have been redone. You know, that's sort of the big ticket item that's coming, is beginning to replace the windows and the carpets and the desks and making sure that the technology is all up to date.
The updating, the progress, the improvements are having an effect on the students.
As much as it's the academics that they enjoy the teachers, mm-hmm. they feel at home right away. And that's what this place is about. It's about finding your second family And it's the best problem a principal could have. I can't kick my kids out of the building at the end of the day. There's study groups, there's kids hanging out having fun, there's play, there's practice for sports. And so when I'd like to go home at 5 or 6 o'clock, I'm usually hanging around also making sure that the kids are occupied and asking, when are you going home? They're like, oh, my parents are coming soon. It's like, okay.
Students here, they're from Yonkers, they're from the Bronx, Manhattan, Mount Vernon, some of the upper river cities. But we don't have students here who come from a lot of means. We're a blue-collar school. And so the students, they themselves don't have a lot. And yet, whenever they see someone in need, they give. And I find that incredible, that they have a sort of a sense all the time that it's more important than anything else to give to those who are in need. You know, again, like Karen said, between Toys for Tots and Special Olympics and food drive, it's something all the time.
Father Matt says that sense of charity, compassion, and generosity is one of the unique lessons imparted at Sacred Heart.
Every good high school is going to provide academic support. Every good high school is going to provide an opportunity to go to college. Every good high school is going to keep students safe. But what at Sacred Heart, we are not simply concerned about education of books and minds, but also education of hearts. And so what we're trying to do is provide our students with an ability to expand their hearts to other people, to learn about themselves, to learn about who God is calling them to be. I think that, you know, very often our students leave here not simply with an excellent education, but they leave grounded in knowing what it means to be a servant for other people, knowing what it means to give back. Because all of the degrees on the walls, all of the filled bank accounts are not going to bring people happiness. There are plenty of rich, smart, miserable people out there. But what we want our students to leave happy, knowing who they are and knowing their gifts and talents, but also realizing that those gifts and talents can be used not simply for themselves, but for other people.
A lesson not lost on Bill Pataki more than 20 years ago.
What we want everybody to realize is that Sacred Heart isn't a place that you go to for 4 years. It's a place that you go to for 4 years, graduate, and then maintain a relationship forever. This is always your home.
Father Matt.
Our strength and our renewal is a sign of hope to people who, in a lot of ways, have given up on Catholic education.
In Yonkers, Sean Adams, WCBS News Radio 880.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.